Breaking news tonight. Horror on the tracks. A train slams into a bus packed with passengers. Several are dead. A frantic rush to pull dozens injured from the wreckage. Raging battle over health care as Democrats and Republicans slug it out. High anxiety across America. What about all those left hanging in the balance? The CIA's hacking secrets. WikiLeaks blows the lid on what it says are the spy agency's tools to crack into iPhones, Androids, and those secret messaging apps. New wave of bomb threats at Jewish centers and schools. All 100 senators urging the Trump administration to take action. Diet warning. Startling news about what's associated with half of all fatal heart attacks and strokes. An inspiring America, best buddies, and the colorblind power of friendship. Nightly news begins right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Washington.
Good evening to our viewers in the West. Our top story is still developing. A gruesome accident on the rails in Mississippi late today involving a stopped tour bus and a freight train. The violent collision in Biloxi has killed at least four people and sent dozens to hospitals. Some of the victims had to be cut from the mangled wreckage. The bus carrying around 50 people was believed to have been headed to a Biloxi casino when the crash happened. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has late details.
We need ambulances, headquarters. We're going to need some ambulances.
After the collision, utter chaos.
There's multiple people all over the place.
Authorities say a freight train heading eastbound slammed into this charter bus at a crossing in downtown Biloxi just after 2 p.m. local time. The bus dragged 300 feet down the tracks.
We had two victims that had to be extricated. They were trapped. We had to use the jaws of life to extricate them.
Police say about 50 people were on the bus. Most were injured. 35 people rushed to the hospital. At least four are dead.
There's one underneath the train.
Emergency crews scrambled to the scene in less than 2 minutes. Some of the injured, including many senior citizens, were pulled out through the bus's windows, then airlifted to the hospital. Witnesses say the bus got stuck on the tracks. It's unclear why.
Bodies come flying out of the bus. They went over the top of the bus, under the train. People's arms and legs. I mean, it's horrific.
Charter buses often carry customers to casinos in Biloxi. This one started its trip in Austin, Texas.
I've never seen anything like this, and I've been out here 50 years.
Tonight, authorities are trying to find out what went wrong as doctors urgently treat the injured. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News.
Now to the intense battle that's raging over health care. After years of trying to repeal Obamacare, Republicans have now released their own replacement plan. But the new proposal is already taking fire, and not just from Democrats. Meantime, a lot of Americans are wondering, what does it mean for us? Here's NBC's Tom Costello with some answers.
Tonight, it's clear certain elements of Obamacare are here to stay. People with pre-existing conditions will still be able to buy insurance. Children 26 and under can stay on their parents' insurance. And there will be no lifetime maximum on insurance benefits. But for anyone who pays for Obamacare coverage, many more questions. In Knoxville, musician Gray Comer is scraping by on less than $30,000 a year. Born with a painful, debilitating skin condition, he now receives roughly $4,200 a year in subsidies to pay for insurance. Under the Republican plan, he'd get $3,000 in tax credits to buy insurance, but he only pays $1,000 in federal taxes. The government would give him a check for the balance.
I don't really see a tax credit as being enough to offset the cost of buying insurance on the private market.
Under the Republican plan, anyone 30 and under would get a $2,000 tax credit. 60 and older Americans would get a $4,000 credit. There's no requirement to buy insurance, but to encourage people, the plan would impose a 30% penalty on anyone who lets their coverage lapse. That means a family with $10,000 premiums could pay another $3,000 penalty.
The losers in this are lower income people who really need financial assistance to be able to buy coverage that's affordable for them.
Another controversy? Republicans want to freeze Medicaid enrollment for low-income Americans in 2020, freeze it, then give states money to pay for the coverage.
But many analysts say it won't be enough.
This is the American
Health Care Act.
Tonight, Republican leaders are defending their plan from fiscal conservatives who complain it's too generous, and Democrats who say average Americans will pay the price.
Trump care means higher costs for less health care, plain and simple.
It's a complicated process, but actually it's very simple. It's called good health care.
Vice President Pence said today Republicans are open to negotiating changes to the plan, but there is big opposition in Republican circles, not to mention among Democrats, and still no estimate on what this plan will cost, Lester. And right now, this plan appears to be in trouble, even among Republicans.
A lot to work out. Tom, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Now to that bombshell from WikiLeaks, claiming it has released the CIA's secret tools used to hack into smartphones and those secure messaging apps on them, also certain TVs. It represents yet another serious breach of sensitive U.S. intelligence data following the NSA documents exposed by Edward Snowden. And for some Americans, this breach may hit closer to home. So who may have stolen America's secrets this time? Here's NBC's Peter Alexander.
WikiLeaks today posting a giant trove of CIA documents that it claims reveal secret techniques that exploit security vulnerabilities in some of the most common electronic devices, all of it to spy on their owners. Nearly 9,000 documents that expose software tools designed to break into any iPhone or Android and bypass secure messaging apps like WhatsApp and Signal. One cyber weapon revealing how to eavesdrop on conversations picked up by internet-connected TVs when they appear to be turned off. Even a hack for Microsoft Windows, named after a character in a popular Will Ferrell movie. NBC News hasn't authenticated the documents, and WikiLeaks isn't revealing its source. Tonight, the CIA also isn't commenting. Still, computer experts and former intelligence officials are treating the documents as real, as well as the alleged security breach.
We've always been worried about spies inside our agencies. What's different now is that technology has allowed the fruits of that spying, if you will, to be more powerful in the hands of our adversaries.
The spying tools, intelligence experts say, would have been used exclusively for foreign surveillance. But the alleged breach is raising questions about whether, in the hands of cyber criminals, Americans could now be targeted.
When you see something that is billed as internet connected, be it a car, you know, a home, a light switch, whatever, just remember that that also potentially means hacker connected.
Tonight, some of America's top tech companies like Google and Microsoft say they're investigating.
U.S. officials have accused WikiLeaks of colluding with Russian spies, and a former U.S. intelligence official tells NBC News this could all be propaganda, but it is worth noting tonight, WikiLeaks also has a near-perfect track record of releasing authentic documents. Lester?
Peter Alexander tonight, thank you. There has been yet another frightening wave of bomb threats at Jewish community centers and schools, over a dozen in all across several states, forcing new evacuations. The mayor of New York said it's unlike anything he's ever seen as the FBI tries to find out who's behind it. Here's NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams.
Police with bomb-sniffing dogs searched a Jewish community center in Syracuse this morning as it went into lockdown. Just outside Miami, a Jewish school was evacuated for 2 hours. Nervous parents worried about the effect on children.
Most of them scared, not sure why this is happening. Why are they being taken out of class? Why are they being targeted?
The Anti-Defamation League's offices in four cities received threats, including its building in New York, where the mayor met with Jewish groups.
We've never seen such a period of concentrated threats against the Jewish community. Just the last few weeks are more troubling than anything I've seen in many, many years.
In all today, 14 bomb threats by phone or email in 10 states, bringing the total since January to 135. Many sites were threatened repeatedly. Just 4 days ago, the FBI accused a St. Louis man, Juan Thompson, of being a copycat, sending 8 of those threats to falsely implicate an ex-girlfriend. Some of the threats are pre-recorded calls, some are emails. All use computer software to disguise the source. But Jewish leaders say they believe the government is working hard to stop it.
We have every reason to believe they're putting all available resources that they have at their disposal to resolve this issue and apprehend the person or persons who are responsible.
In a rare show of unanimity, all 100 U.S. senators today signed a letter expressing concern. Investigators say they are making progress in trying to trace the source, but say so far they don't know if the threats are coming from inside the U.S. or overseas. Lester?
Pete Williams with us here in Washington tonight. Thanks. 3 days after that explosive claim by President Trump that President Obama tapped his phones during the campaign, the White House stood its ground today, saying the president has no regrets about making the claim. But some top Republicans are pointing out there's still no proof to support the accusation. We get the latest from NBC's Hallie Jackson.
President Trump tonight struggling to shake off a tweet so explosive it won't go away after he accused President Obama of ordering Trump Tower be wiretapped. Republicans forced to respond.
Have you seen any evidence of that?
No, I haven't.
I have not seen that evidence.
I think that the President of the United States, who has stated categorically that Trump Tower was wiretapped, that he should come forward with the information that led him to that conclusion.
Even though the president said Saturday he just found out about the alleged spying, the White House still won't say where he actually found it, kicking it to Congress to investigate instead.
They made it very clear that they have the staff, the resources, and the process. I think that's the appropriate place for this to handle.
Why would the president want Congress to investigate for information he already has?
I think there's a separation of powers aspect here.
Why expend those resources and staff if the president found out this information and hasn't?
I think there's a difference between directing the Department of Justice, which may be involved in an ongoing investigation, and asking Congress as a separate body to look into something and add credibility to the look.
On Capitol Hill,
no president can just unilaterally say, go wiretap that American citizen.
Questions about the unproven claim directed to Rod Rosenstein, up for the number two job at the Department of Justice. He would be the one leading any investigation into ties between Russia and the 2016 campaign after his boss, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, recused himself. Today, Rosenstein not committing to a special prosecutor like Democrats had demanded.
As far as I'm concerned, every investigation conducted by the Department of Justice is an independent investigation.
As for those wiretap claims, the White House says President Trump has not spoken with his FBI director about them. And tonight, we're learning that Director Comey has been invited to testify at the first public House Intelligence Committee hearing on the investigation into Russia. That date set for March 20th. Lester?
Hallie Jackson at the White House, thank you. Tonight, states of emergency have been declared in counties across several states as deadly wildfires rage, spreading rapidly, trapping people with no way out, including an awful tragedy in Texas. And NBC's Kerry Sanders is there.
Heartbreak in Texas tonight. Fast-moving grass fires racing across more than 400,000 acres of prairie land in the state's panhandle. At least four killed. Among the dead, three ranch hands, including boyfriend and girlfriend Cody Crockett and Sydney Wallace. They were trying to move cattle when they were overcome by smoke and flames.
They were horseback, and I guess they just were unaware of how bad the fire actually was, and they got trapped out there.
In Oklahoma, another woman herding her cattle from wildfires there died from a heart attack. And in Kansas, a trucker died of smoke inhalation. More than a million acres burning tonight across Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas. Especially hard hit Reno County, Kansas, where today residents had to evacuate. The still spreading fires burning for 3 days now. Winds at times gusting to 60 miles per hour. Total losses so far, at least 30 homes and one bridge destroyed. Meantime, moments of terror in the Midwest. At least three tornadoes hopscotched through Smithville, Lee's Summit, and Oak Grove, Missouri overnight. Remarkably, everyone survived, but nearly 500 homes damaged.
My ears popped, it got real still, and it was like a freight train or like a bomb going off. My future daughter was already sitting on the ground, and I dove on her, and my son dove on us.
The cleanup now underway. Back in the fire zone, the forecast, favorable conditions to get the wildfires under control. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, San Antonio, Texas.
Still ahead here tonight, it's a factor in half the fatal heart attacks and strokes, the simple advice that could save your life. Also, those two boys with the buzz cuts, how they're inspiring America with a simple and pretty powerful message. We're back now with a new warning about your diet and startling news from doctors about what's associated with half of all fatal heart attacks and strokes. We all know the normal culprits that pose a danger in the American diet, but doctors say there are a whole range of what you might call superfoods that can help prolong your life. Here's NBC's Ann Thompson.
Heart disease, stroke,
type 2 diabetes, all major killers. Now a new study finds almost half those deaths are associated with a poor diet, the good food we don't eat as much as the bad food we do, what one of the authors calls a nutrition crisis.
Poor diet has now surpassed tobacco smoking as the number one cause of death and disability in this country.
The study looked at 10 foods and found there are four types we need to avoid and six we need to eat more of.
Most of the salt that we eat is hidden in our food products.
Specifically, the deaths were related to the usual suspects, too much salt and processed meat, but also a lack of nuts, seeds, and seafood like salmon and tuna, rich in omega-3 fats.
And those are the fats that really can combat any kind of inflammation in our body. So they help to bring down your risk of heart disease and diabetes. They have a lot of nutrients.
Dietitian Rumsey says fruits and vegetables are high in potassium to control blood pressure. And unsalted nuts, any kind, cashews, walnuts, and almonds, offer unsaturated fats to help cholesterol levels.
The key with nuts is moderation and portion size.
So how do I start?
So a good place to start is just thinking about adding one of these things into your day, and then slowly over time, starting to add more and more of these in.
Limit salt to a teaspoon a day and red meat, bacon, and sugary drinks to once or twice a week. Instead, dig into the right foods to ward off the wrong kind of problems. Ann Thompson, NBC News, New York.
When we come back, the ironic thing a lot of people noticed as tours resumed at the White House. We'll be back. A surprise scene at the White House today cheering kids as President Trump made an unannounced appearance to greet a group on the first day of White House tours during his presidency. The kids enjoyed it. The president sure seemed to enjoy it. And a lot of folks couldn't help but notice that portrait hanging on the wall, smiling behind the president. That's former First Lady Hillary Clinton. A shocking story in France tonight, a rhinoceros killed by poachers inside a zoo. Officials say the poachers broke into a zoo outside Paris overnight and shot and killed the 4-year-old white rhino named Vince. Zookeepers found him with one of his ivory horns sawed off. They called it a heinous act. Rhinos are under constant threat from poachers in the wild. And in Pennsylvania, some drastic action to keep things civil at the gym. In Scranton, the YMCA has banned political TV in workout areas. No more cable news allowed on the TVs. The head of the YMCA in Scranton says there's been some boisterous conversations over politics and one fight that almost turned physical. He says reaction to the ban has been overwhelmingly positive. Well, if you're watching in the gym, deep breath right now. Nothing to divide us. In fact, it's going to inspire us. A lesson we can learn from these two best friends. Finally, tonight, with all the division and discord we're seeing in this country right now, we want to follow up on a story we told you about last week. It's about those two boys from Louisville, Kentucky, one black, one white, best friends who got matching buzz cuts to fool their teacher and wound up teaching us a valuable lesson. Kevin Tibbles reports on how they're inspiring America.
Two pint-sized peas in a pod.
How long have you two boys known each other?
400 years. Not true.
Jax Rosebush on the right, Reddy Weldon on the left. And their 5-year-old hijinks is all the buzz. It started here in the barber's chair.
I said, you need your haircut, and he said, well, I'm not getting a haircut unless I can get it cut like Reddy's.
That's because the boys wanted to play a trick. Jack's mom posted on Facebook. He said he couldn't wait to go to school so that his teacher wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
Who came up with that idea?
Me! Crayons?
At the Christian Academy of Louisville, Miss April played right along, even switching the boys' cots at nap time.
They were so excited, and they wanted to trick me and trick their friends, so, you know, I had to play along.
Reddy and his brother were orphans from the Congo, adopted as babies.
He knows that he doesn't look exactly like daddy. We teach that's a very valuable thing. Adoption's something to be celebrated. Diversity's something to be celebrated.
Fuzzy my head. Uh-huh. My hair. Fuzzy.
It's got a good feel to it.
And what do the moms and dads think of the haircut scene round the world?
It doesn't matter what somebody looks like on the outside. It's what's on the inside that matters.
Maybe we have it all wrong, and we should listen to the kids a little more.
We play a little game. We love each other.
For this inseparable pair, friendship is a bond that transcends all. Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Louisville.
What a terrific story, isn't it? That's going to do it for us on a Tuesday night. I'm Lester Holt for all of us at NBC News. Thank you for watching, and good night.